House.
He signed his first executive orders targeting Trump policies on coronavirus, climate change, and more.
He will soon swear in a White House staff while history-making Vice President Kamala Harris swears in new Democratic senators.
And the Dow closed up 258.
It's 6 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. A mere hour or so inside the White House, and President Biden has just signed a host of executive orders to launch his administration.
I'm going to start today on the compounding crisis of COVID, COVID-19, along with the economic crisis following that, and climate crisis, racial equity issues.
It follows a day of pomp and circumstance, one that looked a tad different in a pandemic and after a riot at the Capitol 2 weeks ago.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
After taking the presidential oath of office, President Joseph R. Biden declared democracy has prevailed.
I will be a president for all Americans.
Speaking at the Capitol just 2 weeks after rioters stormed the building, the 46th president said unity is the only path forward.
My whole soul is in this, bringing America together, uniting our people, uniting our nation. And I ask every American to join me in this cause.
Correspondent Natalie Brand. The walk through Washington streets for President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris was quieter than past ones. But CBS's Michael George says people still traveled from afar to witness the first female woman of color vice president.
We have a new president.
Casey Bowens and her 14-year-old son Andrew traveled from Arkansas, knowing they'd have limited access.
I think just being here in the proximity of history making event is just wonderful.
I'm Steve Dorsey on Capitol Hill. As the Senate prepares to begin an impeachment trial of former President Trump, a powerful Republican, South Carolina's Lindsey Graham, says it runs counter to President Biden's message.
If you believe President Trump did something wrong under the law, he's a private citizen, he can be prosecuted. I just think impeachment sort of undercuts the whole theme of the unity. We're impeaching the president out of office. It's probably not a good precedent to set.
If convicted, President Trump could be disqualified from running for president again.
Correspondent Vicky Barker's at the Foreign Desk in London with overseas inauguration reaction.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson among many world leaders welcoming the new president.
I look forward to working with him and with his new administration, strengthening the partnership between our countries.
Germany's president calling it a good day for democracy. But European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen notes that though Donald Trump's presidency may be history, his movement is not. And she calls that a threat to democracy. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Wall Street liked today. The Dow gained 258 points, NASDAQ up 260, S&P gaining 53. This is CBS News.
New year, new budgets. Dell Technologies advisors give you real-time tailored advice. Plus, right now, get big savings on select business computers with Intel Core processors. Call 877-ASK-DELL.
Good evening. It is 6:03. Thanks so much for being with us on this Inauguration Day 2021, January the 20th. 38 degrees feels like 30. I'm Hillary Howard.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Our top local story is the top story all across the country. President Biden is now at the White House issuing his first executive actions after this history-making day. It's included an inauguration under unprecedented security that made Biden the 46th president of the United States, and Kamala Harris the first woman, first black person, and first South Asian person to serve as vice president. And tonight, more history is being made with a major power shift in the U.S. Senate. Let's go live to Capitol Hill and WTOP's Mitchell Miller.
Just hours after her own historic swearing-in as vice president, Kamala Harris swore in the newest U.S. senators.
Do you solemnly swear that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States?
Georgia Democrats Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff, along with California's Alex Padilla, are now the newest members of the U.S. Senate. And with a 50-50 split, along with Vice President Harris's potential vote, that means Chuck Schumer is the new Senate Majority Leader. And he says he's filled with hope.
Today, democracy has prevailed. The will of the people was heeded. The peaceful transfer of power fulfilled.
Before the Senate swearing in, Vice President Harris received a standing ovation from lawmakers. Reporting live on Capitol Hill, Mitchell Miller, WTOP News.
WTOP's Ken Duffy has been near the White House with Biden supporters and others today, and he joins us live on Skype. Hey, Ken.
Hey, Hillary and Sean, we've been getting a sense all day of the atmosphere around Inauguration Day, especially with this heavy security heading into this day. And all went well. It's been a quiet, calm day for the most part. We're at Black Lives Matter Plaza now, which still remains the best vantage point of the White House. And some people have showed up here, not many, to snap some photos of the White House. Some people showing up with their families, pointing in that direction, showing their kids on this historic night what's happening down there. But just in a general sense, when we started at the Capitol building area, Capitol complex, and walking toward the White House downtown area, there weren't a whole lot of people out here. I think, and mostly in part too, because of the weather. It was quite a frigid day today. Strong winds. It was feeling like it was in the 20s all day. So a lot of people perhaps did not show up for that reason, but they mostly adhered to the advice, mostly because of the security threats and of COVID-19. People were told not to show up on the streets. And that is the good news here, that everything went according to plan, and we had a heavy security presence here that kept people away, and it did do its job. Back to you.
All right, WTOP's Ken Duffy downtown. Now, WTOP's John Aaron was part of a smaller, socially distanced crowd at the west front of the Capitol that watched Joe Biden as he was sworn in as the 46th president.
There was, of course, a sense of history, but also a sense of relief as the inauguration went off without a hitch, despite major security concerns leading up to the event. In and around the Capitol complex, Capitol Police were supplemented by the National Guard and by U.S. Border Patrol. In his speech, President Biden referenced the riot that happened right here, saying a mob thought it could use violence to silence the will of the people, and adding that that would never happen. He also drew applause from the limited, socially distanced crowd for saying we will face the pandemic as one nation, even as we could be entering the pandemic's toughest and deadliest period. At the west front of the Capitol, John Aaron, WTOP News.
Over the next day and a half, D.C. will start looking a lot more like it used to. Starting now, security fences and concrete barriers are being taken down. The district says the breakdown will likely take about 36 hours. Now, this aligns with the end of the inauguration pause on indoor dining, which expires Friday morning. Restaurants will then be able to return to 25% of maximum capacity.
Now, D.C. residents are used to seeing the nation's transfer of power on their doorstep, but this time, many were waiting with a greater sense of expectation.
Mary Morrison was riding her bike home in Tacoma Park, D.C., and said that during her workday, she tuned in to the presidential inauguration.
I just felt this sense of, okay, so far so good, and very, just a sense of hope, possibility for all types of, for us to come together as a country.
Morrison said she was also excited to see Kamala Harris, the first woman vice president, sworn into that office. Indeed.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.